T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking at the practice field in Baton Rouge, though, LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier, man, he's been waiting patiently for his time to come as the starter for the Bayou Bengals, and now is his time to shine. So reports are he looked calm, cool, collected during week one of spring practices, and now the Tigers are back at it after spring break. Here's what Nuss had to say to the media today.
Yeah, how's the spring going?
Oh, it's been going good. It's obviously, we lost a lot of talent, but I think we've done a very good job as an offense and developing our identity and finding ways to make up for those losses. And I think guys have stepped up, and that was the biggest thing. Guys have stepped up in their different positions, and I think things have gone really well so far.
What is the spring going to be for you? Is it about seeing what you got, or is it already about refining some of it?
I think it's just always, focusing on getting better. But more than anything, it's about us. It's not about me. It's not about me taking over or anything like that. It's, like I said, about us developing our identity. And it's us meshing and molding into who we want to be as an offense and as a unit.
Just talking about, new leader, and you kind of took over right away. Students, Jaden, after the last game, how do you tangibly do that? Like, do you get in the group chat and just go, hey, boys, the workout is at 5 a.m.? Or what was the first step?
Yeah, it's just through relationships. These are guys I've been around for a long time. These are guys that I spent a lot of time with, and we've just built relationships over time, and it's easy when it's done that way. I think that's important, especially in my position and playing quarterback. It's having relationships with your teammates. We spend time on the weekends together, we do whatever. I think that's where it starts. It's building relationships with those guys. So
is there kind of an attitude or a mantra of like, guys, JD5 is out, but it's not going to drop off, or Malik no. is out, Kai, you're the guy, is there kind of an attitude going into 2024?
No. I mean, you can't focus on, the 2023, 2024 LSU football team is gone. It's no longer. It's now us, and it's our team. It's not a diss at those guys. Obviously, we have lots of respect for them, and everything they taught us and they showed us, but, it doesn't matter anymore for us. Now it's about what we do, and it doesn't matter that we won 10 games and whatever, and back-to-back years. It doesn't matter anymore. If we go 5-5 or 5-7, whatever it adds up to this year, it doesn't matter. So now it's about us and who we want to be. And I'm sure if you ask those guys that are gone, they would say the same thing. It's about what we want to be and what we want to do this year. And the level and the standard that we are holding ourselves to.
With Brian and Malik gone, how is that receiving room taking shape? And we always make a big deal about, okay, who's the one, who's the two, who's the three? Do we not even need to think about that?
No,
just guys going out for passes?
Yeah, we have a lot of athletes in there, a lot of guys that can make plays. And I think they've all stepped up. Everybody has taken the advantage of their opportunities and they're doing whatever they can to help and play at a high level. And I think, our chemistry and right now our explosiveness has been very, very good because of that.
Tell me about your offensive line. As a guy that's going to take over, as the first full-time starter, imagine it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, it's a blessing. When you're back there and you got those guys in front of you, it's a feeling of safeness almost, I guess you could say. Those are guys that they're dogs. They're very good. They're strong as a unit. They got the best O-line coach in the country. They care about each other. They care about our team, and they care about doing things the right way. And I think that's the most important thing. They're a solid group, in our offense and even on our entire team that just is an example of what we want to be. And they set a great example. They do it with action and they do it with words. And guys like Will and Emery and Dellinger and Miles Frazier and even DJ stepping up. You know, they've all done a great job, and you know, they're really stepping up as leaders, and it's an example for us to look at as an offense.
I'm not going to downplay your athleticism, but would you look at the way maybe Joe ran the ball, like effective when need to be and not necessarily at all times? How do you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, having some sort of running ability to keep a defense honest is important. And, you know, I haven't had a chance to showcase that or you know, do that yet. And, you know, it'll come. And, you know, I understand, you know, and everybody knows that that's not my play style to, you know, to be running 50% of the time. But, I mean, I think it's important to run 15% of the time or, you know, when things aren't good and, you know, you got to get a couple third downs a game with your feet. And, you know, I know that. And, you know, whenever it's there, I'll take it. So, you know, I wouldn't say that like my focus is showing everybody how athletic I am. You know, that's I don't really buy into that or listen to anything that's said about me or us. You know, I'm just focused on doing things the right way, and when it's time for me to run, then I will do it.
I think I saw a quote attributed to you saying 10 wins isn't good enough anymore.
Yeah,
you said that recently.
Yes.
Can you expound upon that?
Yeah, no, I think if you asked any of us that, we'll tell you we don't believe that that's the standard anymore. You know, going into year three, you know, in this system and not even on the field but off the field and how we do things on a daily basis, how we act, how we move around this building, how we do things outside of this building, it's all changed. And we hold ourselves to the standard to where we believe, like I said, 10 wins is not enough anymore. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, we have to win a national championship. That's not how we think, but it's about the little things. It's about doing the little things the right way, and that leads to a championship culture.
Is it hard to create that urgency in March?
No, I think Coach Flint and the strength staff have done an outstanding job of, you know, expressing that urgency to us, you know, now. I mean, you can't just start that in fall camp. That's not how it works. You can't just pretend that you've been putting work in all offseason at a standard and then think you're going to hold yourself to it when it's time to play football games. So it starts now. I mean, it started right after bowl game. You know, it started after bowl prep and offseason workouts. That's where it first started. And, you know, I think they had a sheet the other day of numbers of the amount of misses and the amount of different things that we're supposed to do on a daily aspect. You know, I think you guys have heard about our questionnaires and things like that. And if you look at our numbers now compared to what they have been, it's unbelievable. And I think we've turned a page, and that's our focus.
Joe Sloan, offensive coordinator.
Yep.
How's that?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I've said it many times, but it's an amazing feeling as a quarterback when, you know, your quarterback coach and also your offensive coordinator, you know, you have that relationship with him to talk through things. And, you know, he believes in you, and he's going to push me to be the best that I can be at all times. You know, there's no slacking off. There's no excuses. There's nothing. And he expects me to do things at a very high level. And for me, that's the best thing possible. You know, I want to be pushed. I want somebody who's going to expect and demand the most from me. And, you know, I think he's done an amazing job. You know, I think his track record speaks for himself, you know, for the numbers that he's been able to put up with quarterbacks and in his offenses. And, you know, I'm really excited. You know, I think it's very explosive and, you know, very dominant in the run game also. And I think it's going to be something fun to watch.
LSU starting quarterback Garrett Nussmeier, get on the Nuss bus. He's pretty interesting. That stands out from that clip was the fact he said 10 wins are no longer acceptable for this Bayou Bengals bunch.
10-4 in year one, 10-3 in year two. We'll see where they go from there. Coach Kelly's kind of set the baseline, and that's what I think Nussmeier was referring to. Just like, yeah, 10 wins, if they go 10-3 or 10-4 and like they miss the 12-team college football playoff, I don't think that they'll be happy with that. So, yeah, as he said, the baselines have been set, but they have loftier goals this year, and I really appreciate that.
Big shoes to replace, obviously, with Jaden Daniels gone, the Heisman Trophy winner last year. But Nussmeier's proven over the last 3 years he's got the arm talent to be a good QB in the SEC, but I guess you got to find that consistency now.
Yeah, and it's also about the receivers as well.
For sure.
Like you're replacing two first-round receivers this upcoming year with Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. heading to the draft. And, you know, Kyron Lacy's been there, done that, and he's probably going to be one of the guys to step up. But there's plenty of talent there. It's just a position with some question marks. So you have to see, you know, who's going to step up now and fill that void.
Question marks are abundant also on that defensive side of the football. It was really abysmal for LSU last season. A lot of changes, though, coming around, obviously. New coordinator, linebacker Greg Penn III spoke with the media. Let's get his insights on the new DC and also how spring football's going.
Greg, how's the spring going, man?
It's going pretty good. Defense is flying around, having fun. I see a lot of energy from the guys on defense. Just trying to get better every day, really. I mean, just improving every day as a whole defense and as a team, really.
Yeah, what is the messaging for the spring? Is it really about taking that step, or is it kind of about learning who you are and still building?
Yeah, I think we're trying to build an identity of what we want to be. Coach Baker does a great job bringing energy to the room and to the whole defense as a whole. Us playing with fire, playing with enthusiasm, just trying to form an identity. Guys need to understand we're playing a whole new defense, so the guys are learning new plays and stuff like that. So really, I mean, it's good.
I guess for those of us who aren't in the room and don't get to go to practice with him every day, what do we not know about Blake Baker?
Coach Baker, I mean, he's a great, great person. First, great guy, family guy, fun to be around, great guy to play for. He loves all of us. He's hard on us. So, I mean, he pushes us hard and things like that. So, I mean, us in the linebacker room, I think we adjusted well to him coming in and a new face. Hearing a different voice, I think guys have adjusted well, and I mean, I think it's going to be a great year.
As a linebacker, your defensive coordinator, that's his specialty, right? So how is that helping you right now?
I mean, he's obviously the DC, so we get to understand the whole defense as a whole. We get the installs kind of before everybody else. He tells us what other people are doing, so it kind of makes us play faster. And I mean, I would just say now, as a defense, we're not thinking as much. More reaction, more guys just flying around, playing to their strengths.
And what's it like to go to practice with the whole staff on that side of the ball, new, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a couple familiar faces, but because they were here my freshman year. It's fun. I mean, those coaches are great. Having C-Ray back, Coach Davis is you'll see, but he'll get on you if you're messing up, things like that. But he's a great coach. Coach Baker, I mean, Coach Jake Austin, or Coach Austin, all those guys are great. I mean, they're really pushing us. I think that hearing new voices has been good for guys. Being able to just play and not think as much has been really good.
You kind of mentioned it, but Raymond, you know, he was here, and so was Baker, and so you've seen these guys before, right? Is it nice to have them back?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. Obviously, when you get a new coach, it's great to have a guy that you're familiar with, guys you've been around. So for me, it was really good being able to get adjusted to them because I kind of know what they're looking for and things that I'm used to hearing them say. So that was good for me. Coach C-Ray obviously is a great coach. It's just funny hearing his voice. Like my freshman year, he used to get on all the corners and stuff like that. So it's just funny thinking about how he's back now and how he used to yell at those guys, and now it's just funny, man. Yeah.
Coach Kelly has said we had a championship level offense last year. We did not have a championship level defense. Mm-hmm. How much of that can you change in the spring now? Are you guys kind of just doing fundamentals and kind of getting loose, or are you really attacking, you know, improving that game plans and stuff like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're in the game plan phase and things like that, but we attack each day trying to get better. We obviously install new stuff throughout the week, so every day we're just trying to improve, trying to stack days. Obviously, last year was last year. It wasn't the standard. Everyone knows that in the room, so we're trying to move past that and basically just form a new identity with the whole defensive room.
What do you think the Perkins in the middle thing will be more successful this year?
Yeah, I mean, Perk could have done it last year, really. I mean, Perk is a great player. He's very smart. I think Perk can play really any position on the field if he really put his mind to it, other than, you know, defense tackle and stuff like that, in the back end or a linebacker, anything like that. But he could really play any position. So I think it'll be a smooth transition. I mean, he has a little experience playing it because last spring he kind of played it a little bit. So, I mean, he's been looking really good. I mean, he's just playing, not thinking as much. So that's been great to see.
How is it to not get caught in the wash? Like, to me, I feel like that's the biggest thing for him.
Right.
So, like, are there things that you can tell him,
right,
you know, things to key for, like, that can help him there?
Yeah, Coach Baker does a great job of, he basically tells us, don't tussle with a 330-pounder if you don't have to. You know what I mean? So, I mean, Perk is a guy who's really fast, so he needs to use that to his advantage in the box. So Coach Baker just gives us, like, tips and stuff like that. I mean, certain guys do certain things different. You know, Perk is a faster guy. Witt's a faster guy. I'm a guy who can probably be a little stronger, use my hands more, so stuff like that.
Yeah, just when you have the kind of depth that you do in – I'll say versatility, but I mean, like, you guys have some pretty high-end guys there that aren't all going to see the field at the same time.
Right.
Does that keep you fresh? How do you look at that?
Yeah, I mean, in our room, man, we have great depth. We have a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. So I think Coach Baker, I mean, obviously we're not in the game plan thing or anything like that, but I mean, just we're all going to play to our strengths, really. That's all I can tell you. I mean, he's going to put us in position to be successful in what we do well.
LSU linebacker Greg Penn III there. He returned this season. He was eligible to enter the draft but wanted to come back and will provide some continuity in the middle for the Bayou Bengals. He was started 25 games over the last 2 years. And man, oh man, the Tigers defense struggled mightily a year ago, ranking 104th nationally. How is that possible, Charlie?
Yeah, I mean, the coaching staff, that's why they overhauled it. It's as simple as that, really. But you bring in a lot of great coaches, starting with Blake Baker, the DC of Missouri, which, by the way, Steve, I'm sure you can look at the Missouri turnaround defensively under Blake Baker.
Yeah.
You're hoping to see something like that with this Tiger defense. And from what, you know, Greg was saying about not only him, but Coach Davis, the defensive line coach, they got a lot of good coaches in there now. Kevin Peoples as well, also from Missouri. So you're looking for an overhaul. You're looking for some change after 1 year. It wasn't acceptable last year. They know that. And so we'll see what happens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.